Welcome to Dr. Fred Bell's Health Science and Energy Show, August 21st, 2011. Next week we'll be in New Orleans, so we probably will do a canned show. And as we said on the show yesterday, it was a lot of interesting stuff being released about reverse technology from the aliens, from Kirtland Air Force Base and Area 51 and other places. So today's little start-off thing is about extraterrestrial science. How appropriate. And we get Dr. Bell up and running there.
That we all possess, not only the great universal divine spirit, but the individual spirituality that we all possess, because it's one of the great wishes or the for every one of his creations to be as enlightened as he is, because it gives him a tremendous amount of feedback or a tremendous amount of ecstasy. So the teachings are taught through the mind and through the body simultaneously. And the first thing that you should become familiar with is the seven rays. If any of you study any of Alice Bailey or Madame Blavatsky or some of the teachings in Europe that fall down from the metaphysical societies of America and in different parts of the world, you'll see great similarities. Why? Because they're interlaced with the Tibetan, which are Pleiadian teachings, brought here through the Tibetans known as the Rishis. Same with their music. So we have to think of things all the way through in colors, because when the grays use their counter technology, they attack you the same way. The physical plane is the weakest area for the grays, and it's our strongest area. But the physical plane, every aspect of it is under some form of attack, not only just by man, but by nature, because nature is being driven the wrong way by these demonical beings. And I'll show you step by step exactly what happens here. But look at the red. The color red is being the prime mover. It stems, its energy comes interdimensionally from the point of expansion of the universe. In other words, the universe is constantly expanding and constantly contracting simultaneously. It's a breath of God, or the breath of Brahm, as the Tibetans call it. It comes into your body as a white light. You could imagine like a black void, and suddenly a white light is filling it. And this white light is constantly filling more and more of a black void. So therefore, the black void theoretically doesn't exist, but the part of it that does exist is constantly being blotted out by the white light. When this comes into your body, it's transformed in the pineal gland into the color red and pushes through to your consciousness and gives you willpower. Now, also simultaneously with the light coming into the body, we have a thing called vitamins, nutrition. Each of the different category of vitamins that we have falls into one of the different seven ray categories of light. Normal nutrition and normal, what I call holistic health, is only taught on the biology level or the biochemical level. This is everything from foods to drugs. Beyond that, we have the electrical level. And beyond that, we have the science of electrical precursation. The electrical precursing science lies on the physical plane in the first, second, and third ether. It's called the matter of electrons, protons, and neutrinos by a physicist. Beyond that, falling in from the astral plane, we have in physics the heart, the quarks, the hadrons, the omegons, which contain all the color that we see. All color is generated on the astral plane. All of these different planes are different in our bodies. The willpower comes in through the pineal gland. The color green would be the third one down, comes into the throat. When it comes into the throat, it comes in as a female energy, that of intellect, called by the religious people the Holy Ghost. The second ray, which is blue, comes in through the heart. It's the energy of love. These are the prime movers of the universe: will, intellect, and love. If you were to go into vitamin categories, you would place a vitamin like vitamin A, which comes from a carrot because it's red up there. You would place vitamin C, for example, on the ethnic plane. Whenever we muscle test, like when we're out in our booth and we're muscle testing for receptors, like we were testing for receptors out there for the last day or two, what we're doing is we're testing the hydrogen atom in your body to find out where it's weak. And we find a weak color, then we introduce that color to your body, and all of the organs which have that weakness of that color begin to build themselves back. and you start becoming a whole person again, okay? The second thing that you need to understand is mass consciousness. Mass consciousness, not just the consciousness of each individual. When mass consciousness becomes more aware of the whole totality of life and existence, then it becomes much easier for the whole totality of life and existence to infiltrate down into our waking consciousness in these physical bodies. We all have the potential to be a 1,000-watt light bulb, but there's many people running around that don't even have the luminance of a flashlight because they're just not ready for it yet. We're coming into a time when our Earth also is going to be enlightened for a while. The Earth is coming out of a very dark period. The Earth is living as a living being just like humans are. It is subject to time and frequency and space. There are revolutions. The Earth and the moon revolves around the Earth, approximately 2,300 miles an hour. During this change of the motion of the moon around the Earth, it causes the tides to move back and forth. I'm sure each one of you are aware that each day the tide moves on the ocean, it's not moving the same as it did the previous day. Up until the full moon, up until the new moon, it's constantly vacillating. Each day that the moon it moves on the Earth, around the Earth, and moves the tides, it has a profound change on your body. And you have to overcome this profound change. Because typically during the full moon period, it's a negative change. And physically, the way it's working on the body is that your cells are made up mostly of water. And the electrical resistance of the cells changes, meaning a certain thought on one day will cause a cell to behave in a positive way, and the same thought on another day will cause the cell to behave in a negative way. Okay? This is called surface tension in science. So we take into this consideration surface tension. And when surface tension changes on human beings, it not only affects the individual, it also affects the society wherein the residual resides. So it becomes necessary to take in the course of what I would call resistance of the changes, because the society that resides on this planet right now is totally alien to the natural forces of the universe and therefore is a negative society in a summation. Doesn't mean that you in here are negative. You in here are probably positive. But outside that door, negativity starts. You can count on it, and it's a lot more powerful than you are right now. So that's why it becomes necessary to go in and weave within the patterns of power and take on the truth. Now, the Earth and the Moon rotate around the Sun every 365 and a quarter days, and this causes the ebbing within the core of the Sun and the core of the Earth are changing. That's why in the wintertime, the seeds are down inside the Earth, getting energy from there. In the summertime, the energy of the seed brings the plant up and it embraces the sun. It governs the reproductive cycles of man and nature. The Earth, Sun, and Moon, the whole solar system rotates around the Pleiades every 25,827.5 years. During that time, we have 2,000-year subcycles, and we're coming now from what's known as the Piscean Age going into the Aquarian Age. Each 2,000-year jump causes a different vibratory level of soul to incarnate and reincarnate here. Souls start out in their totality under what's known as a group soul or an oversoul principle. A soul evolves through all the processes of the mineral kingdom and nature, through the vegetables, through the plants, through the animals, into the human form somewhere. Finally, that soul is incarnated on the earth, and once a soul in the human form is incarnated on the earth, it's bound down to the earth's territorial boundaries by what's called a ring pass knot. That means that the person will live and die within the reign of the earth and its moon. That's why the earth has a moon, until that soul becomes free and can leave and go out into the reaches of space and time forever. During the time of the Piscean Age, the souls that have been living here are the ones that are bound down to the earth's karma. And so to realize that there is such a thing as freedom, because they are believers, they have constructed religion. Now the free souls come back to teach these souls to the next stage of evolution. And so now we come into the Aquarian Age. When this happens, the vibratory level of the earth has to be in synchronicity with the vibratory rate of the soul. And that's the reason that the earth goes around and the sun goes around the Pleiades. It's all in perfect synchronicity. The Great Pyramid in Egypt, I'm sure some of you, how many of you were listening to Richard Hoagland's explanations of the... one of the things that he hasn't quite gotten to yet, but he'll get to eventually, is he's talking about now the sides of the pyramid. He's not talking about an octahedron like this, as he's talking about a tetrahedron. Tetrahedron is a three-sided pyramid. It has been left by the ancients as a sign of man's mentality reaching spirituality. It's the mental plane. The four-sided pyramid, which has a flat base, which is different than the sum of the sides here, is the totality of the carbon universe that we'll live in forever, as long as we're in the physical form. That's the difference. If you were to take the pyramid in Egypt, which is an exact proportion to the carbon atom in your body, and the same proportion as this, and you were to take inches all the way around it, like this, how many inches from here to here to here to here, you come up with exactly 25,827.5 inches. If you were to realize phi is the order of growth and placement in the universe. Phi is the order wherein a plant has a rose, has two petals. The next level might have six. The next one would have eight. The next would have eight and six is 14. This is determined by the sloping sides of the pyramid. It's the same pattern that we use inside the nuclear receptor to bring the energy and condition it to bring it down into your vibratory frequency on your cells. These are the kinds of things that you need to know. Now, going back, also realizing that the Earth is going around this, the humans are going around it, the Greys have come to interfere with this growth. And the reason they want to interfere is because they want to take control. They want to cultivate human consciousness into their embryos. And the reason they want to do that is because a Grey does not have a red blood cell like a human being. The Grey has a magnesium atom, which, and a blood very much like chlorophyll. A Grey has two brains split by a white bony structure, and it has two hearts, a large heart and a small heart. The Pleiadians consider the Greys insects, because basically what had happened in an evolution far older than ours, an insect evolved into a high degree of intellect. But the thing about insects never reached the human kingdom. It's like angels in our own theosophy have not reached the human kingdom either, but they're here to serve. That's why they're so yin in their nature. The Greys have reached a high level of consciousness, and they desire to break the bonds that they're in and come into the human kingdom, but they cannot cheat evolution. They have to evolve back to where they came from. So they go to different planets, and they've been here before, and they'll come again. They go to different planets when the vibratory rate is such that they can have something to work with that they'll respond to. If the Greys were here working with Cro-Magnon cavemen, it would be a waste of time to them because that particular consciousness did not have the ability to receive the enlightenment vibratory frequencies. So therefore, they couldn't even mate with these cavemen. Okay? Now, going back to the other slide, another thing has to happen. What has to happen here is mass consciousness. Mass consciousness naturally is going to parallel the consciousness of the Earth and the planets as it goes through the rotation of the equinox on the Pleiades. Mass consciousness means that everybody in here knows there's a solid here. Everybody here knows there's a liquid. Everybody here knows there's a gas. Most of you know there's an ionic, and you're aware of the etheric. You don't maybe know what it is, but some of you probably do. If we were back 10,000 years ago in a cave in France with cavemen, and I was trying to explain solid and liquid, that would probably be easy to get across. But I would probably have to boil water in front of you to demonstrate gas. Once I had demonstrated gas, then you would accept, your receptors in your brain would accept that. Your aura field would be pumped up to another level. It would pump into the Earth's aura frequency. And as soon as you went out and spread the word that gas existed to the people of the planet, then the whole vibratory rate of the planet would have shifted up to the realization of gas. You understand that? What's happened now is we're at the planetary level, even the warring Serbs and the barbaric Africans that are having their problems down there realize that there's the ionic state exists. This takes us into the realm of Croatian photography. It's gaining mass acceptance. But what a lot of people don't realize is that we're also a good portion of the what I would call power levels of the brain and the mind are up in the third and the second etheric levels too. When our mass consciousness, our society begins to accept a third and level etheric consciousness, then we start having a whole lot more paranormal phenomena, which we're having now. I'm sure you've seen, like the front page of Time magazine, it says on there, 80% of humans believe in angels. Many different newspapers talk about paranormal phenomena becoming more and more commonplace now. It's always been there, but it's becoming more commonplace because our powers of observation are increasing now. Okay, the Greys, of course, can. When you become more observant on these levels, you become more susceptible to what they do because they're shining down on you yet, because they live up on the astral plane more than the physical plane. Everybody kind of understand that? So now what I want to do is I want to explain that you have an overview here. I'm going to explain a little bit about the body and show you how some of these systems work and show you what you can do. The body is 5% mineral, okay? 5% mineral controls 95% of all metabolic functions. Now, minerals generate electricity and consciousness simultaneously into the body, okay? And I'm going to give you a basic 10-second overview of electricity now. First of all, first basic rule of electricity. If you had an ordinary wire like this, there's a hot wire, there's a copper wire inside there, insulated. I hook this across the battery, electricity will move negative to positive, magnetic field at right angles, okay? The same as the nerves in your body. You've got 72,000 major nerves in your body, just like that, from the base of your brain going all the way through your body. If I were to disconnect the battery and bring a magnet here and wave the magnet around on this wire, electricity would start moving in the wire, even though I didn't have a battery, okay? So electricity and magnetism are synonymous, okay, meaning they're the same. You have three central nervous systems in the body, okay, carrying different frequencies of electricity. If you were to now take a magnet and connect it to a water wheel and take a wire and wind it into a coil like this, and this is a magnet turning around like that, every time the magnet came to the North Pole, it would push electricity out, and when the South Pole came, it would pull it back. So if we're pushing electricity in and out of a coil, what are we doing? We're making a magnetic field and collapsing it, right? Everybody understand that? The faster we would turn that water wheel, the faster we would make electricity and magnetic field, the faster we would collapse it and make it and collapse it and make it. You understand? When this happens, we create what are called vibratory frequencies. Exactly the same thing that the human body has to do. That's why minerals are so important. Because without minerals, you cannot do this in your body. You'll become what we call brain dead. If you look at this, consider this a positive and this is a negative, and these are alternating fields. If you look at the speed, if you turn this so fast, you could hear sound come out of it. You put a speaker across it because a speaker is nothing more than another magnet that moves a piece of cardboard with it. So this magnet would be pulled and pushed by these oscillating fields, and it would cause air to move. This air would cause sound, and your body has a sound nerve in there with an eardrum, which responds to vibrating air, and it decodes this. Okay, so we have one frequency of vibrations, which would be sound. If we go much faster, we would go up into radiation, and still faster yet, we would go up into the color frequencies of light and beyond, okay? The body has the ability to deal with negative radiation and positive radiation. The body has the ability to deal with sound and all frequencies and light. At some point, these frequencies cross, meaning the top of this is equal to the bottom of that. And this, at these points, are called harmonics. And sound has harmonics within itself. These are called scales and also octaves, and the same with light. Light has octaves, okay? So you can work within the human body in the natural order of this and make everything work properly, or you can work in the uneven harmonic of this and make things work improperly. You've heard the term ELF, right? Extremely low frequency. This is what comes into you through the ground wires in your homes and in this building. ELF is modulated by very powerful generators from the United States government placed in Australia and from Russian generators in Siberia. It goes down into the core of the earth, comes up through the plates and the water tables of the earth, and puts a negative energy to disrupt all of this. ELF generators are always on, and they attack the immune system first. Okay, so just so you understand all of this, if you don't believe ELF, there's books. Eisenblatt and Rosen wrote a big book on it. There was huge write-ups in Pravda magazine in the later part of the 80s, condemning the United States for the use of psychological waves on their populace. But at the same time, we discovered them first being used on our people in 1978 on the American embassy in Moscow. So, remember the seven rays that we talked about? Okay, the seven rays fall in here because color is involved. Sound is involved. You know, we have Pleiadian music that we create. We have a lot of ways to get around this stuff, but realize the basic principles. Okay? Now, going into the brain being 5% mineral controls 95% of the metabolic functions. Now, when we found out in the studies of the bomb victims from Hiroshima and Nagasaki in Japan, we found out that some people were close to ground zero of the blast when the bomb went off, got no long-term genetic radioactive damage. Other people were 30 miles away and got tremendous damage. Why would somebody 30 miles get hurt by radiation, somebody up close? The reason is in the brain, the electrolyte levels were higher. So we found that by using herbs in your body, Fotai, Ginseng, and Gotu-Kola, the three most hated herbs by the FDA, strangely enough. Herbs are lobbying right now in Washington under the labeling law as we speak to take away out of our food stuff. That's the stuff that gets you away from radiation, okay? Radiation can be combated by proper minerals and proper herbs in the body. That's why in our formulas we use all three, Fotai, Ginseng, and Gotu-Kola in our formulas. The minerals fire off in the brains, in the synapses in the brains, in three different octaves, like we talked about here, three different octaves. Each octave goes to a separate series of nerves in the body. The first is what we call the low-frequency octave, where iron, manganese, zinc, one of the heavy workhorse minerals in the body, go to work. When we first made the original nuclear receptor back in 1981, previous to that, because we used a zinc-cadmium base for the receptor body, we had people wear bars of zinc around them, and we'd weigh them, the zinc. And one person might use up a half a gram of zinc in a week. Another one just dissolve it right in their bodies. We've had people wear these receptors that have the zinc-cadmium base. We can't keep a gold plate on the back. Your body needs zinc so bad because they're so starved. Your body will take what it needs when it's hungry. Zinc and cadmium and all these basic metals work through the autonomic nervous system. The autonomic nervous system is the one that makes your heart beat, makes you breathe. If you have irregular breathing, you can bet that you're low on one of these minerals. You're having heart fibrillations. If you're susceptible to different kinds of respiratory diseases or nervous disorders, low-frequency minerals, you're out of them, okay? Now, getting up into the second range of minerals, we come on to the very first thing that you do, the very first thing you put in your body when you start to get sick. Does anybody know what that would be? No. Remember, the minerals control, vitamins are clear down here, okay? I'm not putting you down, I'm just showing you something. Vitamins are down here. Vitamins are defined as units of light, you know, contained in biochemistry. Okay, so the biochemistry releases the frequency of light into the hydrogen atom. Further down, minerals are controlling everything, okay? It's got to be a mineral, right? Not zinc, no. Chromium, reflective mineral. I'll show you in the DNA if we have time how it works. The first thing you take is chromium. Chromium works through the sympathetic nervous system, which is part of the immune system. Okay, the immune system covers euphoria, depression, all of those things. Depression is the lack of it. Euphoria is when it's really charged up. People get high on drugs. They're burning up hormones off of their immune system. Cocaine is one of the number one depleters of that. And guess what? Cocaine users are the ones that usually come down with AIDS first. Shows you exactly what goes on. When you have chromium, it causes the body to start manufacturing helper T cells immediately. Then you put in vitamin A. Vitamin A is a first ray, the will, power. It's carrot, you know. We use beta carotene, and we use vitamin A palmitate in vitamin A in our vitamins. I don't know where they went. There was a bottle here somewhere.
Does it also regulate, fatigue in the body, that
mineral? Yeah, it does. But it gets. I'll show you what fatigue is when we get down that far. You know, we haven't gotten there. Okay. Basically, we're talking about survival and existence and breathing and just fighting germs and stuff, okay? Because let me tell you something. When you get up alongside of a Pleiadian ship, and that thing is resonating in perfect truth, the energies, if you're the least bit toxic or something, it'll waste you away. Billy Meyer was practically killed by one a couple times until he went through some major changes. When you get around these beings with supercharged auras and you want to get in tune with them, if you're all screwed up, you'll have a healing crisis like you can't believe. So it becomes very necessary to get tuned into this energy, okay? So from chromium, we take vitamin A, and then we take a third ray, C, green, nature. Then we put the C in. Because now we've directed the intelligence and the will down into the immune system to heal the virus, not feed it. Because if you throw vitamin C in prematurely, that virus might just want more vitamin C. At the same time, if you treat it with an antibiotic, if it's a virus, you get a super infection. And let me tell you something. Some of the diseases I've taught that have been shot into people, including myself and my family from time to time from the Grays, they kill. These diseases kill. They got some nasty little things, and the medical books don't cover this. It's a whole new form of germ warfare that's coming on this planet. And finally, we get up into the high-frequency mineral kingdom. The high-frequency minerals are the ones that I guess most of you tasted, maybe all of you tasted them, okay? Those don't exist in our food chain anymore. Those you have to get from a food chain of a previous existence, because our food chain today, because of the ultraviolet and the sun and the destruction of the soil, they're not there. The government officially declared in 1928 there are no more trace minerals in our soils, ever since the dust bowls of Kansas those days. So we get them from our mineral source is from a red clay. We get them from an Indian reservation in Utah, but they also can be brought in from Arkansas, where the clay is red down there, where the crystal is grown, and also from places in France. And these are broken down by deionized water. We add herbs and other vitamins, and we make a mineral drink. What this does right here, the trace minerals, work through what's known as the parasympathetic nervous system, the vagus nerve of the psychic area of the body. Okay, it's the one that tells you, that talks through your intuition. It's the one that gives you clarity on the inner level. And that's the one that the Grays are usually after, for obvious reasons. The next area we come to now is enzymes. Enzymes, without enzymes, which is determined by what's called pH factor, without that, you cannot assimilate any minerals or anything else. It has to be enzyme balanced. How many of you know what the definition of the pH factor is? Nobody knows. Potential hydrogen, meaning it's either acid or alkaline. The body is made up of oxygen, hydrogen, nitrogen, and carbon. Carbon, we've already said, is a pyramid-shaped molecule. pH factor wants to be somewhere between 5.5 and, say, let's say 7. Okay? This means that we have to balance the charge on a hydrogen atom. Okay, first of all, you got to realize, what is a hydrogen atom? A hydrogen atom is a proton and an electron. Does anybody know why the electron goes around the proton in a hydrogen atom? What does it mean, anyway? I know you've probably all seen it in a high school or grade school chemistry book, but what does the hydrogen atom, the animation of the hydrogen atom, what does that tell you? Anybody know anything about the animation of a hydrogen atom? It's the life force itself. It is the, you know, somewhere along this line, we have to come from the cosmic inner, which is the seven rays, to the physical outer. The hydrogen atom is that step. The hydrogen atom brings down the seven rays, the seven sounds, called the music of the spheres. All of these seven rays come into the hydrogen atom. Consciousness accentuates them in the morning in the pituitary gland when you first wake up, because you got to have some willpower to get out of bed, right? Even move, even to wake up. Some people don't even want to wake up in the morning. They just want to go back to sleep. But finally, they'll wake up. That's the will. That's polarized by sunlight. The sun also is a source of white light. It's an exterior source. The hydrogen atom is an interior source. When they come together, they neutralize. The cell power of the plant, the ATP molecule, is released. Sugar is broken down into energy, and you get out of bed. Okay? It's real simple. In the morning, this inner energy of the hydrogen atom polarizes the proton with a red color, green in the center, and it splits to violet out on the electron level. As the sun moves across the sky during the day, this polarity shifts. And if this polarity shifts, when the sun sets at night, the violet comes over here, and the red is over here. That's why you think differently at night than you do in the morning when you get up. Completely different set of thoughts, okay? Because your entire body has now had a polarity shift of 180 degrees, and through the night it shifts another 180 degrees. Your body is used to being shifting. It's used to this frequency change in the environment that it lives in. Meaning that if you move from Albuquerque to Munich, Germany, in a few minutes or whatever, in 8 or 10 hours on a plane flight, you'd have a lot of trouble knowing when to motivate yourself to get out of bed and go to bed. Okay, this is called jet lag. This jet lag is the frequency shift of the hydrogen atom and its inability to determine the proper pH value for the environment of what the human is living in. Okay, if you were to take a person, put them into a satellite and start whirling them around the Earth, it really throws off, and they have a massive case of jet lag. As a matter of fact, it's so bad when they're in outer space that the body cannot assimilate calcium anymore, calcium being the real thing that the heart determined has to have for beating. An astronaut will die in a short time in space. Okay, that's one of the things they're trying to do now, is create a way for humans to assimilate calcium in space medicine so they can live longer in space. About a year is as long as they figure anybody can survive out there without dying of some heart problems and other problems because of this exact shift. If we were to
Yeah. Oh, you got a wireless.
Yeah. You want? Okay.
Oh, thank you. How's everybody? I'm glad to be back here after, I think, 12 years since this been.
Too long.
Yeah. I've been hanging out, learning stuff. I had to do some work in the intelligence community. You know, once you've done that kind of work, you kind of sometimes they need real remote viewing, so I had to do a little Bin Laden chasing and a little Uday and Kusay chasing, and got the Uday and Kusay. The Bin Laden's a technical point because, you know, he's a friend of the Bush family, and we're sacrificing American lives over there so that we can load up the oil. You know, George Bush Sr. bought 64 big tankers, and they're hauling the oil back out of Iraq down into some holes, down in some dry holes down in Texas, and they haul about $750 million per ship, and I think they run about one a week. So our U.S. military is over there guarding the ships while they load them in the center of the Persian Gulf. That's what the Iraq War is all about, and I'm sure you're all familiar with that. So my name is Dr. Fred Bell. I'm part of the Paradigm Group, which is my company of 32 years. And we've been doing a lot of new stuff. And I decided, you know, after 12 dozen or so years, come back out here and hang a little bit with you guys. You know, it's been a while, and I sort of miss it, you know. Thank you. And I don't know, it's like the old rock star, you know, they retire and then they come back. I'm the veteran cosmic rocker, you know. And I actually came back in May, which is funny. The first time a public appearance in 12 years was in May in San Francisco, and I played a concert. We had a sound healing concert, a conference. And there'll be another one. If you watch the website, I'm working with some amazing musicians, and we do have a lot of fun with sound healing. So anyway, what I'm going to talk about today is what we've been doing with our technologies. We've come an awful long way from where we were last time we were here. And I will demonstrate a few things. One of the big things that's come up with the, you know, I don't know how much you guys are on top of this, but you'll hear the term hologram. Do you hear that a lot more now? Yeah. And I don't know, some of you know me for a long time, as far as 9/11 and the terrorism and all the stuff that goes on there, you know, basically we're going into fascism. My radio shows in 1984, when I did a KFOX radio show, and I did another one up at Whale Radio up in Connecticut, I had predicted all this was going to happen. And it's weird now being in the happening. And the interesting parallel, there's a book by Naomi Wolf you might want to get. It's called The End Days of America, The End of America. I'm going to have her on my show. I have these kind of people on my show a lot. She's brilliant. She ran Clinton's run for president. She's also a Rhodes Scholar, pretty brilliant woman. And she sums it up pretty well. You know, if you look back at how Mussolini set a pattern for Hitler, and if you look at how Hitler, you know, created his false flag operation on the Reichstag, and then he created another false flag operation to start the Second World War. And pretty soon when they did all this, they had the Department of Homeland Security, and they had the fatherland. You know, all the terms that you see now were terms that are coined from other dictators in past times. The difference now, however, and I worked with some of these big families. I've worked with them a bit here and there. What I have found is they are really brain dead at this point, extremely brain dead. And they think that the world is, you know, that we are in the fishbowl when they are blatantly in the fishbowl. And what has happened now is we have, as some of you remember, how many of you guys have seen me lecture 10 years ago or 12 years ago? Okay, quite a few. If you remember, we used to talk about the rotation of the planetary system around the Pleiades, the Earth. And the Earth rotates around the Pleiades every 26,827.5 years, which happens to be the same amount of inches around the Great Pyramid in Egypt. During that time, the vibratory level changes of the world. We're coming out of what's known as the last 2,250 years, an age called the Piscean Age. The Piscean Age was a time when holy wars were started at the very beginning. Governments were created to regulate the holy wars. And in the end, the governments, when the holy wars stopped, continued on. Now, obviously, in the Middle East, we still have holy wars because it's been the whole thing is being reinstituted. You know, once we had conquered Iraq the last time, if we'd have left it alone, it could have gone its own civil war and us not get involved. But now, of course, we are involved. And now we're playing around with the Mitajan in Iran, which is not going to be very good because we've got China and Russia, and it's just a big game. And, of course, Bush has a funny mouth. He says funny things. He talks about World War III. He reads right out of his revelation because he's a born-again Baptist. You know, that's what these guys do, unfortunately. And that's why he has such a high approval rating at 23% today. So, and the nice thing that you notice is he's taking your gold, I mean your American currency, you know, and taking it away. I remember I bought some stuff about a year ago, And the euro was $1.20 to the dollar. Now it's about $1.40, the American dollar, to the euro. And so the only thing you can invest in is gold if you do that kind of stuff. But with gold, I think the price will drop. That's another game they play. It's all games, rising, falling prices of gold. Big game. Of course, it's kind of interesting in our nuclear receptors. Those of you that bought these solid gold pieces years ago, we can sell them. We can buy them from you, what you paid for them, and turn around and sell them for three times markup. So our working in gold and platinum, as we've been doing, has made a big difference, you know, to the people out there. And this actually became a mark. Not only is it an energy piece, but it became a mark. Well, as we go around the Pleiades, and we go into the higher vibratory Aquarian age, the vibratory rate starts to change. And when the vibratory rate starts to change, what else changes with it is consciousness. And people don't really know what consciousness is. Now, you guys have heard me speak about there's seven levels of consciousness, but it's not something in an Alice Bailey book or a Madame Blavatsky book. The levels of consciousness are what you feel, okay? Feeling, when you get up in the morning, you're coming off dream state, seventh place of consciousness, the base of the spine, dreaming, astral world. When you wake up in the morning, what gets you out of bed? The will, the fire of the will. When a child comes to you or a loved one comes to you and you feel energy, attraction, that's love, another level of consciousness. You know, the thinking process between the feeling of the solar plexus, which is compassion, and the will in the brain is the, we call it the emerald light it's a third ray, or the intellect, and it's a female energy. So all of these energies have, you know, a shape, they have a color, they have a sound, they have a nutritional substance, because when we look at the body, we're looking at the body at biochemistry, we're looking at the body electrically, and we're looking at the body in an electrical precursing energy field, and we look at the body on an astral level. That's what we created at Paradigm over the last 32 years, devices that work on these levels. Why did we create this stuff? Because we knew a long time ago that the world would come to this point as it is now. And this time, there would be no fascism. There would be a mad attempt at it, but we will dissolve like sugar in hot water. If you have the right mindset, the right energy set and the right field set in your lives. And of course, right now, driving the dollar bill, playing with the economy, playing with your wallets, playing with your mortgages on your house. You know, the banks did this stuff back in 1903. They did it in 1929. They're trying it now. It's the same old game. And so you have to rise above it. You have to live within your means and keep your consciousness and your head cool, and everything is going to be just fine. Also, the UFO cover-up. It's been huge, you know. You know, France, Brazil releases their files out on the Internet, all the government files. That website lasted, a week before the NSA took it down. France put theirs up on their files. That lasted about 36 hours before the NSA took it down. So all the European countries are saying, and a lot of the foreign powers are saying, what is wrong with the United States? Release the information of the extraterrestrials to the public. Hello. Because we are, and they're trying to suppress it. Our American news network is a complete joke. It is a complete joke. You know, I have been told by the intelligence agencies directly, if you look at bbsradio.com, and you'll see at some point I had NSA tech up briefs, latest stuff that was real. And they used me as a channel to put some of this energy out, because there's some of those people in the government that would like to get the truth out there. They really would. Because remember, there are human beings running these intelligence communities, and they can see that blind faith of this. I remember when George Tenet he fell on his sword back for Bush a while back, half the people in the intelligence community that made a difference walked out and just quit. I mean, that's it. So it's breaking up in there too. It's not just out here. It's breaking up all over. It's an ice break. Now, what's breaking up? Well, we are consciousness. We are levels of consciousness. But we're also getting into a field effect now, okay? When we developed the nuclear receptor, was a device that you could handle the ELF, you could process the chemicals, you could take all the garbage, the psychic sewage, everything that came into your system, and it would be blowing out one level, one chakra, or one part of your body. And that was because your body, we looked at it on an atomic level, your body is oxygen, hydrogen, nitrogen, and carbon. Carbon is shape energy. When you look at shape energy and you apply the other three gases to it, it creates a solid, which we call a cell in the body, okay, or a molecule. Oxygen is the animating factor of the body. Nitrogen is the protein part of the body. Hydrogen is the consciousness. So now, as we rotate around the Pleiades, we begin to see and understand the hydrogen atom, because we are in a vibratory space and time. Some people like to call it illumination belt, the photon belt. There's a lot of terms for it. But basically, it's the time when the field effect of mass consciousness can unite, okay? The field effect. And if you remember Einstein's work, you know, when he did the theory of relativity, it was proven during an eclipse of the sun, when stars behind the sun that couldn't be seen suddenly appeared on the horizon because their image came up around the gravity of the sun, and relativity became important. The unified field theory never was finished, because in science and cosmology, we have the strong nuclear force, the weak nuclear force, the electromagnetic force, and gravity. And they couldn't make a connection. It just wouldn't work mathematically. It wouldn't work scientifically. How could you get gravity, which you don't measure, you know, to work with electromagnetism? Everybody tried to build anti-gravity things with electromagnetism, and nothing worked. It did not work. The common equation is the hologram. It's called the field, Maxwell's field. It's called quantum fields. Okay, quantum fields. Now, when you look at the hydrogen atom, what we have when you look at the hydrogen atom, you have a proton and an electron. Okay? Remember in school, they probably taught you that the electron goes around the proton. All right. The proton is 1,644 times heavier than the electron, but the electron is moving at a light speed, 186,273 miles per second. When you took an object that had the proton and the electron in it, and you accelerated towards the speed of light, its mass got heavier and its physical size diminished to zero. So at the speed of light, it became infinite in mass and invisible to this world. If we took an astronaut and put him in a spaceship and flew him half the speed of light somewhere out into space and back, and that person was married, the spouse would have aged a whole lot and the astronaut would have aged a small amount because of relativity. Do you understand relativity? It's relative. It's very important to understand that when you start coming into the hologram. Okay, the hologram. And you're going to hear more and more and more about this now. And we'll demonstrate some of this to you today. It's pretty amazing because what you need to do is you need to resonate with the hologram. You don't want to take a toxic body. You don't want to take a bad attitude into the hologram, because if you do, you will manifest exactly what you want instantaneously. And a lot of people are blindsided by this manifestation, so they go into denial. Well, the government knows this. So what did the government do for people to get them into denial? Very simple. We put lots of chemicals in the food. Then we create vaccines. And then we have depression. In depression, we start issuing, you know, SSRI, reuptake, and MOA inhibitors, okay? We have drugs like Effexor, Xanax. Effexor has a side effect of homicidal ideation. Does anybody know what homicidal ideation is? How many does not know?
Ideas of murder.
Right, ideas of murder, but kill yourself and somebody with you, okay? Now, what I've done a huge amount of schoolyard shootings. Last year, I had Eric Taylor on twice. He was shot 12 times by Dylan Klebo at Columbine. What was Dylan Klebo and Eric Harris on? Effexor. All right. All right. I had a Dr. Ann Tracy on my show who testified before the FDA that this is a side effect. And that's what these kids were on, and that's why these kids are crazy. And they put it out in all the school systems. Years ago, I worked with the Wilton school system in Los Angeles. This is a long time ago now, when I first started my company, back in the 70s. We had kids on Ritalin. They were on Ritalin because they were eating huge amounts of sugar, tons and tons of sugar. You put tons and tons of sugar in it, you push tons and tons of adrenaline into their bloodstream, and these kids go psychotic. So what we did is we put these giant, big old shape, carbon atom shaped pyramids in the classroom, and with them in the classroom, we put the kids on Ritalin in the pyramids, in the classroom, sanctified by the district chief of the Los Angeles Wilton school system, and the kids didn't have to take Ritalin. They didn't have to give any when they were in the pyramids. As soon as they got out of the pyramids and went home, then, of course, they're back on their sugar. I said to the teacher, superintendent, I says, why don't we just talk to the people, the parents, and say, let's get these kids off sugar and let's fix them. You know what she said? Can't do it. Can't even suggest it. We'll be sued. Okay? Los Angeles school system. Okay? That's how it goes. Why would they be sued? There'd be pressure from the drug companies. Okay? Now, let's look at something else, all right? Something else. I'm just giving you some background of where I'm really coming from now. When I was 15 years old, I was indoctrinated into the military. I could not go wear a uniform. I became part of science, and I worked at the University of Michigan. On my 16th birthday, I was taken down to Arkansas, and I was billeted at a Little Rock, Arkansas Army base, right outside the base, and I was watched over by a bunch of scientists until I was 17, and they could ship me off down to Lackland and Keesler Air Force Base, where I started my original training. During that time, I was working, you know, I was around people, scientists, who were working in a biogenic biowarfare laboratory. They were working with a drug that had, it was a very interesting drug. They had gotten, it had been developed in Europe. Currently being made by a company called Searle. Oh, Don Runsfield? I guess you run that company, don't you? You were for a while. Oh, yeah, them. Before his time, but, I mean, it was, Searle was there. And the stuff was called angel dust. Okay? And so what happened was, there was a high level of homosexuality, and I'm not pro or con on that. I live in Laguna Beach. All my neighbors are homosexual. We get along great. The bottom line was they used it as a love drug. They had developed an immunity to it, and they used it as a love drug. And so it came off the base. Pretty soon it hit the streets. Pretty soon it became, because if you weren't conditioned for it, what it does, I don't know, here's a scenario. This is a very simple scenario. You know, you're not an alcoholic, but you go in a bar or a restaurant, and you have a glass of wine. You say, well, I'll have this glass of wine, and then I'll drive home. Well, you relax now, okay? So now what I'll do, okay, well, I'll have a second glass of wine, and now you're about a .04, and I wait an hour, you know, an hour goes by, I've eaten, I've had my second glass of wine, and now, oh man, I feel great, an hour's gone, I'll have my third one. So then you have your third one, and you get up and you leave, and you go out and you do something stupid because you can't handle it, and you get a DUI. You know, I don't know how DUIs in Newark are, but in Laguna Beach, you don't drink one glass of anything, go anywhere in California. We get cops to give awards now because of a federally sponsored program for DUIs. We got one cop last year got 300 of them in our town, a town of 40,000, okay? 300 DUIs. Okay, now a little off balance, but you get the idea. What, you know, now you take a guy that's an alcoholic. Now there's some people that just, let's say now we've had three glasses of wine, now we have a shot of tequila, a couple of those. Now we're lit up pretty good. Maybe we realize that we shouldn't be driving, maybe we'll have a designated driver, we'll take a cab home, but then there's this one guy that gets angry. He was really sweet until he had that first shot of tequila, and now Mr. Hyde comes out, or Dr. Jekyll's coming out now. How many of you have seen that scenario where somebody goes, boom, something snapped, okay? That's the way angel dust works, the same way phencyclidine, okay? You start putting it in the system, it kind of works like arsenic. If you're going to kill somebody in arsenic, it's a gradual process unless you OD them. So what happens is it works mechanically on the same process, the same points of the brain. And so as it gradually goes into the brain, it starts to put you to sleep and bring out that inner child, which could be a monster. Okay, in some people, it's a monster. If you remember when people on angel dust had superhuman strength. Okay, so what they decided to do was to bring this drug out to the American public after making everybody apprehensive. And so the high E, the chemicals, the codex out there to take away. You know, how many of you are familiar with codex? You know, that they're trying to take anything that makes a biological change in your body is going to be illegal. That means if you eat a green bean and it's fresh and it makes a change, that might not be legal anymore. That's how stupid that law is. And they're in 154 countries pushing it right now, just so you know. This is what I've been doing, getting up on this stuff. But anyway.
Stop there. And they're trying to take away the ability to even have a homegrown organic garden. So figure that one out. In other words, they're trying to kill the populace. So we'll continue on with this next week because we've run out of time.